Under the proposed American Health Care Act, Nevada could see drastic changes, especially to the number of people covered under the state's Medicaid program. Chuck Duarte runs Community Health Alliance, a federally qualified health center that provides medical, dental, and psychological care for thousands of residents of northern Nevada.
They can't get in to see, unless they can pay for it, a primary care provider. They won't be able to see specialists without having to pay. They won't be able to go in the hospital without huge copays. Their only access, in some cases, will be the emergency department. And so for all of us, we'll all end up paying for it because the cost of care throughout the system will go up because people will be accessing the wrong type of care at the wrong time.
Of Nevada's four members of the House, the three Democrats voted against the bill, with Republican Mark Amadei of the 2nd District voting in favor of the AHCA. His support comes after months of opposition to the measure. In a statement, Amadei told voters he changed his mind after he learned that the bill would, quote, make no changes in current enrollee eligibility and will likely increase federal funding to Nevada's traditional Medicaid program, end quote. That analysis has not been fully vetted since the measure has never received an examination by the Congressional Budget Office. But for Duarte and many others, Amadei's turnaround comes as a bit of a shock.
You know, this is particularly disappointing for me because I met with Congressman Amadei three times in April last month, once in Washington and twice in his offices here. And each time he told me to my face that he was going to vote no on this bill because of the Medicaid provisions. Well, guess what? He changed his mind, and the language in the bill has not changed materially since the time we met with him. So I don't know what he's saying in terms of new language and new protections. I don't see it.
The measure will now head to the U.S. Senate, where Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto and Republican Dean Heller have voiced opposition to the measure as written. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.